say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I paid a price.
Happy Memorial Day to you. Michael Herzog coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas for the American Awakening. Memorial Day edition. I'm going to make a few announcements to you. I was just sitting here as my show started, and I got an email, which is really shocking to me. It's called Good Riddance, Attention Whore, from Cindy Sheehan. And if I'm reading this correctly, she's either giving up on her anti-war movement or she's actually leaving the country. I'm going to read this during the break. In the meantime, let me go to my announcements here, and then we'll get into the show after the break. Since it's Memorial Day, we're going to talk about what's going on abroad, what's going on here in this country. And I'm telling you, I don't know. I haven't read this email, but from what it looks like, I don't know whether she's leaving or whether she's just giving up on her efforts. We'll see in a few. But anyway, if you want a copy of Freedom to Fascism, all you have to do is email Bobby at freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. And, you know, these gas prices keep edging up, folks, so I want to remind everybody, please, if you can remember and spread the word to your neighbors, do not buy any gas at Exxon or Mobil. If you have to buy gas, buy it at Shell, buy it at Citgo, buy it at wherever, but do not buy it at Exxon and Mobil, because these are the people who set the premise for the price going up like it is. So if we want to do our part at all to continue to keep these gas prices in some sort of line, just do not buy gas there. And I also want to remind everybody that we have now, I think we've found a place to go. The lease on this building is up, and we're moving out at the end of June. So we're still on a pledge drive, and I want to remind everybody, I want to thank everybody that has sent in their pledges. We appreciate that. It has gone some distance as far as getting us paid back up to snuff, but we still got a ways to go. Plus the fact they were hit with John and Sandra were hit with the news that they had to move. So that's an additional expense. If you have not already made a donation, please dig down, send it in. It makes you feel good, folks, when you contribute to a good cause. And Republic Broadcasting Network is a good cause. If you have not already donated, please dig down. Give $100, $500, $1,000, $50 or $25 if you can't afford to send in that $1,000. And send it to 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can go into republicbroadcasting.org, click on PayPal, make your donation, or simply call 1-800-724-2719. You can talk directly to Sandra or Julie if she's here, and listen to their pleasant voices and make your donation. They still need some money to get out of the hole. The insurance settlement looks like it's coming down, but it's not going to be what they anticipate it to be. They're still a little bit behind, folks. So if you can, even the people that have already donated, if you can put aside $25, $50 and send it in again, it certainly would be well appreciated. As far as upcoming guests are concerned, this week I've got, of course, on Tuesdays, I've always got Don Nikoloff with very interesting information. He'll be up tomorrow for the show. On Wednesday, I've got Dr. Dana Myatt coming on. She's going to talk to us a little bit further about this Codex situation. And then Thursday, I've got Amy Branham coming on. She's a journalist. She's also an activist, an anti-war activist. So I've got her coming on to chat. That will be on Thursday. Friday right now is open phone, so I'm not sure. I may have a guest Friday. I may not. But at any rate, stick with me. The break's coming up. We'll be back in three, and we'll talk about some interesting news abroad. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming live from Round Rock, Texas. See you in three.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I'll tell you, I had a show all prepared. I was going to talk about some things abroad and at home that's going on, being that this is Memorial Day, and I want to take some time to reflect on what's going on. But I got an email just as the show started. I got an email from my guest that I've got coming up Thursday, Amy Branham, who is a good friend of Cindy Sheehan's, and this is evidently the foreword. This is titled Good Riddance Attention Whore by Cindy Sheehan. So I'm going to go ahead and read this to you because this is as shocking to me as I'm sure it will be to a lot of us. This is by Cindy Sheehan, and it says, I have endured a lot of smear and hatred since Casey was killed, and especially since I became the so-called, quote, face of the American anti-war movement, especially since I renounced any tie I have remaining with the Democratic Party. I have been further trashed on such, quote, liberal blogs, unquote, as the Democratic Underground. Being called an, quote, attention whore, unquote, and being told, quote, good riddance, unquote, are some of the more milder rebukes. I have come to some heartbreaking conclusions this Memorial Day morning. These are not spur-of-the-moment reflections, but things I have been meditating on for about a year now. The conclusions that I have slowly and very reluctantly come to are very heartbreaking to me. The first conclusion is that I was the darling of the so-called left as long as I limited my protest to George Bush and the Republican Party. Of course, I was slandered and libeled by the right as a, quote, tool of the Democratic Party. This label was to marginalize me and my message. How could a woman have an original thought or be working outside of our two-party system? However, when I started to hold the Democratic Party to the same standards that I held the Republican Party, support for my cause started to erode, and the left started labeling me with the same slurs that the right used. I guess no one paid attention to me when I said that the issue of peace and people dying for no reason is not a matter of right or left, but it's a matter of right and wrong. I am deemed a radical because I believe that partisan politics should be left to the wayside when hundreds and thousands of people are dying for a war based on lies that is supported by Democrats and Republicans alike. It amazes me that people who are sharp on the issues and can zero in like a laser beam on lies, misrepresentations, and political expediency when it comes to one party refusing to recognize it in its own party. Blind party loyalty is dangerous, whatever side it occurs on. People of the world look on us Americans as jokes because we allow our political leaders so much murderous latitude, and if we don't find alternatives to this corrupt two-party system, our representative republic will die and be replaced with what we are rapidly descending into with nary a check or balance, a fascist corporate wasteland. I am demonized because I don't see party affiliation or nationality when I look at a person. I see that person's heart. If someone looks, dresses, acts, talks, and votes like a Republican, then why do they deserve support just because he or she calls himself or herself a Democrat? I have also reached the conclusion that if I am doing what I am doing because I am an attention whore, then I really need to be committed. I have invested everything I have into trying to bring peace with justice to a country that wants neither. If an individual wants both, then normally he or she is not willing to do more than walk in a protest march or sit behind his or her computer criticizing others. I have spent every available cent I got from the money a grateful country can give me when they killed my son and every penny that I have received in speaking or book fees since then. I have sacrificed a 29-year marriage and have traveled for extended periods of time away from Casey's brother and sisters, and my health has suffered and my hospital bills from last summer when I almost died are in collection because I have used all of my energy trying to stop this country from slaughtering innocent human beings. I have been called every despicable name that small minds can think of and have had my life threatened many times. The most devastating conclusion that I reached this morning, however, was that Casey did indeed die for nothing. His precious lifeblood drained out in a country far away from his family who loves him, killed by his own country, which is beholden to and run by a war machine that even controls what we think. I have tried ever since he died to make his sacrifice meaningful. Casey died for a country which cares more about who will be the next American Idol than how many people will be killed in the next few months, while Democrats and Republicans play politics with human lives. It is so painful to me to know that I bought into this system for so many years, and Casey paid the price for that allegiance. I failed my boy, and that's what hurts the most. I have also tried to work within a peace movement that often puts personal egos above peace and human life. This group won't work with that group. He won't attend an event if she is going to be there. And why does Cindy Sheehan get all the attention anyway? It is hard to work for peace when the very movement that is named after it has so many divisions. Our brave young men and women in Iraq have been abandoned there indefinitely by their cowardly leaders who move them around like pawns on a chessboard of destruction, and the people of Iraq have been doomed to death and fates worse than death by people worried about more elections than people. However, in 5, 10, or 15 years, our troops will come limping home in another abject defeat, and 10 or 20 years from then, our children's children will be seeing their loved ones die for no reason, because their grandparents also bought into this corrupt system. George Bush will never be impeached because if the Democrats dig too deeply, they may unearth a few skeletons in their own graves, and the system will perpetuate itself in perpetuity. I am going to take whatever I have left and go home. I am going to go home and be a mother to my surviving children and try to regain some of what I have lost. I will try to maintain and nurture some very positive relationships that I have found in the journey that I was forced into when Casey died and try to repair some of the ones that have fallen apart since I began this single-minded crusade to try and change a paradigm that is now, I am afraid, carved in immovable, unbendable, and rigidly mendacious marble. Camp Casey has served its purpose. It's for sale. Anyone want to buy 5 beautiful acres in Crawford, Texas? I will consider any reasonable offer. I hear George Bush will be moving out soon, too, which makes the property even more valuable. This is my resignation letter as the face of the American anti-war movement. This is not my checkers moment, because I will never give up trying to help people in the world who are harmed by an empire of the good old U.S. of A., but I am finished working in or outside of this system. This system forcefully resists being helped and eats up the people who try to help it. I am getting out before it totally consumes me or any more people that I love and the rest of my resources. Goodbye, America. You are not the country that I love, and I finally realize no matter how much I sacrifice, I can't make you be that country unless you want it. It's up to you now. Pretty powerful words by Cindy Sheehan, folks. I take that to mean she's leaving this country. And you know what? She's not the first. There have been several that have bailed. We stick around here, and we put forth this valuable information to people in hopes that we can wake enough people up to change the direction. We've got a hope in Ron Paul. Ron Paul is the great hope of this nation to turn around what is happening here. And I'm afraid if that doesn't happen, if he doesn't get elected, it looks like it's about over. I'll tell you, I'm shocked. Well, actually, I'm not shocked. I'm a little surprised. I'm not shocked that this has happened, because I have not followed closely with Cindy Sheehan, but I've watched some of the things that have happened to her over the course of her tragic ordeal in being an anti-war activist. And the fact that ultimately or evidently she's moving out of this country really comes as no surprise to me, because I know of several people who have done the same thing. I thought about doing it as well. I made the decision to stay here. Wonder if I was wrong. Okay. With that, I'm going to move right along here. And being as it's Memorial Day, you know, in light of this email that I got from Cindy Sheehan, I'm going to read some things to you that are going on abroad. But the first thing I want to read to you is a Memorial Weekend radio address by George Bush, in light of what Cindy Sheehan has said. This is put out by Bloomberg. It's Holly Rosenkrantz that wrote it. President George W. Bush, in a Memorial Day weekend radio address, said the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are aimed at promoting in those countries the freedom people enjoy in the U.S. And, you know, I'm going to continue with this article, folks, but when I read that first sentence, it really sticks in my craw. And I want you to remember that. I want you to remember the word in that sentence, the freedom that people enjoy in the U.S., because I'm going to talk for a little bit today about the duplicity of this man that sits in the office that we call the president, but who in reality is really a dictator. It goes on to say, our troops are helping them build democracies that respect the rights of their people, uphold the rule of law, and fight extremists alongside America in the war on terror, Bush said. As the U.S. began a 3-day holiday weekend, Bush yesterday paid his 7th visit to wounded troops at National Naval Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland, outside Washington. Congress this week approved almost $100 billion for U.S. military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan through September 30th. The package, stripped of a troop withdrawal timeline, Democrats sought and Bush opposed, handed the president a victory in the continuing debate over war policy. The U.S. celebrates Memorial Day on May 28th, a national holiday commemorating war dead. This will be the 6th straight Memorial Day with a nation at war. Since the March 2003 invasion of Iraq, 3,433 U.S. personnel have died. That's questionable. And more than 25,500 have been wounded. We'll stop right there. We're going to go to a break, folks. I'll be back in 3 minutes and continue this article along with a couple other ones on what's going on abroad. Stick with me. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Hey, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Short segment coming up here. By the way, the phone lines are open today, folks. If you want to call in with a question or comment, or you want to voice your opinion on what's happening with an experience that you have on Memorial Day, feel free to give me a call. It's 800-313-9443. I'm going to continue with this report on the weekend radio address put out by our Fuhrer, Mr. Bush. Since the 2003 invasion of Iraq, 3,433 U.S. personnel have died and more than 25,500 have been wounded. Pentagon figures show. Yes, well, that's questionable. In Afghanistan, 387 U.S. troops have been killed and 1,250 wounded since October of 2001, when the U.S. opened the war on terrorism. After the hospital visit, the president left for Camp David for the weekend, and he'll return to the White House tomorrow. On May 28th, he lays a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns and makes a speech at Arlington National Cemetery. It would be touching if the man actually said what he meant and meant what he said, but he's a duplicitous liar. Okay, let's see. With that in mind, now I want you to remember at the top of this letter I mentioned, or he mentions, that in Iraq and Afghanistan they're aimed at promoting freedom that the people of the U.S. enjoy. Remember what I said there, because I'm going to get to that later. Another one, Iraq. Now, again, on this Memorial Day, folks, I want to read this stuff off to you as a reminder to us. Why are we there? I shall commence bluntly, for the subject truly appalls me and must be spoken of. The war, our war. We have been dragged by our own power-hungry government into a war that has gone on too long. No, not a war. A war is when soldiers are fighting soldiers. This is a massacre. There's no reason for the United States to have troops in Iraq any longer. The United States has fallen to a government corrupt with liars. It is like Vietnam all over again. The people are being lied to continuously. This war is going absolutely nowhere fast. If we do not pull out of Iraq now, then when will we? There is no point to be there. We are not wanted there. We send our soldiers to kill and to die. Is that the American dream? It isn't mine. I want to grow and raise a family without pointless war. Many people say things like, we're fighting for American freedom over there. We are not. The reason we went over there in the first place is because President George W. Bush accused Iraq of holding nuclear weapons. We're still there, and there's still no nuclear weapons. The last time we had to fight for American freedom was in Korea, not in Iraq. I understand that we liberated a nation by taking Saddam Hussein out of power, and for that I'm very proud of our government. Iraq owed us many thanks, but we have overstayed our welcome, and they are paying the price. The troops, our troops, have no idea who is a radical and who is a citizen, or they do and they just choose to murder innocent people. I recently received an email from a friend with a link that sent me to a website. On the website was a video of three American soldiers on a rooftop in Iraq. They were picking off civilians like flies. A man was driving in his car, being completely innocent, and they murdered him in cold blood. These soldiers knew he wasn't a radical, but they didn't care. Sadly, it isn't just Iraq that we continue to harass and humiliate. Another email led me to an article about U.S.-led air raids in Afghanistan. This is a small section of the report. All credits go to Saeed Ali Akakzai, who would appear that lies now rule this sad world of ours. At least 40 civilians were killed in an airstrike in Afghanistan by foreign forces, witnesses said on Thursday, but the U.S.-led coalition said only rebels were hit and it knew of no other casualties. The deaths on Tuesday in the southern province of Helmand, if confirmed, would raise the civilian toll at the hands of foreign troops to 110 in the past 2 weeks. Foreign troops are killing Afghans every day, but our government has closed its eyes and does not see our casualties. I see the world is truly sad when my own government prevents people in other nations from living their lives as they would. We speak of freedom and liberty, but what we grant others is clearly the antithesis of such. Our government is the greatest hypocrite in the world. We promise nations that we are, quote, helping, that we will give them a constitution similar to our own. But in truth, we are depriving them of their God-given rights. I hope that this paper has given insight to anyone who has read it. I hope one day we may learn from our mistakes and make the world a better place. Until that day, farewell. Sounds like this gentleman's leaving as well. People are starting to bail left and right here. One more on what's happening abroad, because this one is even more disturbing than what's already going on. Recent revelations illustrating the fact that the U.S. government is using a Sunni al-Qaeda terrorist group formerly headed by the alleged mastermind of 9/11 to carry out bombings in Iran undermines the entire war on terror as a monumental hoax that is being exploited purely to realize a geopolitical agenda. President George W. Bush has given the CIA approval to launch covert black operations to achieve regime change in Iran, intelligence sources have revealed. Mr. Bush has signed an official document endorsing CIA plans for a propaganda and disinformation campaign intended to destabilize and eventually topple the theocratic rule of the mullahs. Going to take a break. Be back for a long segment coming up. Stick with me. It's Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I'll continue with this when we get back and the phone lines are open.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. My question to Neil is, keep on rocking in what free world? Remember, again, I'm going to remind you what that first article that I read to you about George Bush's Memorial Day weekend radio address when he's talking about promoting those countries with the freedoms that we enjoy in the U.S. Just remember that, folks. I'm going to get to it in a few. Continuing in this other article about what's happening abroad, the CIA is giving arms-length support, supplying money and weapons to the Iranian militant group Jundullah, which has conducted raids into Iran from bases in Pakistan, the London Telegraph reported yesterday. Jundullah is a Sunni al-Qaeda offshoot organization that was formerly headed by alleged 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Even if you believe the official story of 9/11 to the letter, the fact that Bush has personally authorized U.S. support for this group completely dismantles the facade of the war on terror. You see what's going on here, folks? Okay, we've been over in Iraq for 4 years. Got a green zone over there that is, you know, it's basically a mini America in the middle of Baghdad. Got 14 military bases that they are building and occupy that are going to do nothing more than further the efforts to go into Iran at some point in time. This is what's happening abroad. Now remember what I talked about, the freedom that they are bringing to these countries. What freedom is that? When Neil Young talks about keep on rocking in the free world, what free world? Because I talked about what's happening abroad. Let's talk about what's happening at home. While you were sleeping, the decider struck again by using a presidential directive giving himself full powers of authority in the event of another attack or natural disaster. Since he did such a bang-up job defending the country on 9/11 and rescuing New Orleans from Katrina's deluge, it only stands to reason that he'd be giving full and total authority for the safety and protection of the American people, huh? Of course, this is not the first piece of government pen to paper that we've seen of this nature. The Congress quietly made their move 2 years ago, but with a changing tide of emotions running throughout the country and the soon-to-be-voted-upon Congress, Mr. Bush has reasoned to trust no one other than himself with something as important as the death of freedom. You know what they say about people that are conniving, that are cheats, that are liars? They think everybody else thinks the same way. So this guy continues to sign these orders because he thinks that everybody thinks like he thinks. This guy's sick. Although this directive is altogether unconstitutional and completely against the spirit of liberty, most Americans will go about their Memorial weekend never suspecting such a thing has or ever could occur. And many of those who do take notice will once again chalk it up to being a necessary evil, as they did with the Patriot Act. In reality, this is one more step towards dictatorship and the martial law it will soon bring. As simple as it seems, all one need do is look at the history to realize the template. But as much as you would like to put the sole blame on Bush for such tyrannical behavior, or maybe apportion this guilt on behalf of this masquerade of a Congress, much of the responsibility is actually yours for allowing this behavior to continue unabated. Yes, a few are writing about these challenges, and many more are reading about them. But who is actually camping out in front of their representatives' offices or jamming their phone lines and email addresses? And who is willing to march among the millions that are needed for the last chance of wrestling our government away from this un-American leadership? What a shame to see our liberty go quietly into the night while our fellow citizens concern themselves with plans of revelry for the Memorial Day weekend. Do they not see the burning of our Constitution deep within the smoke of their holiday pits? And do they not hear the cry of freedom over the roar of their pleasure boats slicing the polluted waters? And can they not speak through their drunkenness, coherent enough to raise the alarm? And why did they not know that Lady Liberty could be so deaf, dumb, and blind? We celebrate another Memorial Day to honor the memory of all the brave brethren who have fallen for our freedom. Only now, we must also remember their ideals, which have fallen behind them, for they too are passed away. And they are passed away, not because those brave had failed in their duty, because we have failed in ours. That's what's happening at home. Now, I'm going to continue with this. Remember what's happening abroad. Our soldiers are in harm's way, okay? And they're now conducting covert operations in Iran. Meantime, while Bush is, you know, parroting the, not parroting, but he's displaying the, oh, this is for freedom. We want to bring freedom to the other countries like we have in America. At home, he's taking all these freedoms away from us with a stroke of a pen. Well, folks, I hate to be the pallbearer at our country's funeral, but I'm here to inform you, in case you missed it on Fox News, that the apparatus for martial law is being quietly but steadily implemented. If one has been paying attention to the laws that are getting passed over the last few years, we can see the telltale signs that we are getting closer and closer to such a scenario. Not only is this government setting up the legal framework for martial law, but they are also setting up the policing apparatus and infrastructure to carry it out. Even Adolf Hitler needed the imprimatur of law to carry out the Nazi agenda, and the similarities of Hitler's Enabling Act of 1933 to the laws and decrees that are being passed in today's America are almost identical. You know, to see what I mean, let's get a little background on the Nazi Enabling Act of 1933. The Enabling Act was passed by Germany's parliament on March 23, 1933, and signed by President Paul von Hindenburg the same day. It was the second major step after the Reichstag fire decree, through which the democratically elected Nazis obtained dictatorial powers using largely legal means. The act enabled Chancellor Adolf Hitler and his cabinet to enact laws without the participation of a Reichstag. Under the existing Weimar Constitution, under Article 48, the president could rule by decree in times of emergency. Does that sound familiar to you guys? The unprecedented element of the Enabling Act was that of Chancellor Hitler himself possessed these powers. The Enabling Act was only supposed to be used in times of extreme emergency. Boy, what comparisons here. Now, let's take a look at what recently passed here in the USA and compare it. On May 9th of 2007, the Bush administration signed the National Security Presidential Directive 51 and Homeland Security Presidential Directive 20, which gives the White House responsibility for all aspects of coordinating, implementing, and exercising contingency plans for a surprise decapitating attack on the federal government. This is according to the Washington Post. As a result of the asymmetric threat environment, adequate warning of potential emergencies that could pose a significant risk to the homeland might not be available, and therefore all continuity planning shall be based on the assumption that no such warning will be received, states the 72-paragraph order. The new directive gives the job of coordinating policy to the president's assistant for homeland security and counterterrorism, Francis Fragos Townsend, who will assume the title of National Continuity Coordinator, in consultation with Bush's National Security Advisor, Stephen Hadley. With the support of the White House's Homeland Security Council staff, Townsend is to produce an implementation plan within 90 days. Homeland Security Michael Chertoff will continue to coordinate operations and activities, the directive said. Oh, isn't that scary? Here we can see obvious similarities, as both these decrees giving unlimited power to the executive branch of the continuity for government in the event of a national emergency. So, the same administration who brought us 9/11, Katrina, and the disastrous Iraq War is now going to run the country in case of a nuclear attack or some other emergency. If that doesn't put fear and trepidation in your heart, I don't know what will. But there's more. Last year, two other draconian laws got passed that indicate with even more certainty that the legal framework for martial law is being put into place. On October 16, 2006, the Bush administration signed the Military Commissions Act of 2006 and the John Warner Defense Appropriation Act for fiscal year 2007, laws that strip away many constitutional rights of citizens and non-citizens and bring us much closer to a police state. But first, let's start with the Military Commissions Act, a law that should make your hair stand on end. The Military Commissions Act states that the government could now designate anybody an enemy combatant, strip them of their rights of habeas corpus, and a fair trial for any trial for that matter, and ship them off to Guantanamo or some secret Halliburton prison to be tortured if need be. Did MSNBC forget to inform you about that one? Well, maybe Wikipedia can fill that void in the memory hole. Here's an excerpt from Wikipedia. The act also contains the suggestion that unlawful enemy combatant refers to any person who, before, on, or after the date of an enactment of a Military Commissions Act of 2006, has been determined to be an unlawful enemy combatant by a combatant status review tribunal or other competent tribunal established under authority of the President or the Secretary of Defense. With the definition of the enemy combatant so broad, what is to keep political dissenters and other deemed as political threat by this administration from being put on this list? Maybe it just has to do with whether or not Bush has taken his meds that day. Or perhaps he just doesn't like your T-shirt with his face on it and the words International Terrorists emblazoned on it. Or maybe you donated money to the Middle East Children's Alliance to help the poor. Bush helped blow up to get, or excuse me, to help the poor children. Bush helped to blow up and get medical supplies. It's all very random and unconstitutional, but by government fiat, it's all now legal to strip you of your rights and disappear you. And now, this brings us to the John Warner Defense Appropriations Act, signed on the same day as the Military Commissions Act. Remember Posse Comitatus? You know that law that forbids the government from sending federal troops for domestic policing? Well, I hope you said a fond goodbye because it's gone to the pasture too. The John Warner Defense Appropriations Act, fiscal 2007, due to take effect in October of 2007, contains a provision which allows the president to employ the armed forces, including the National Guard and Federal Reserve, to restore public order and enforce the laws of the United States when, as a result of a natural disaster, epidemic, or other serious public health emergency, terrorist attack or incident or other condition in any state or possession of the United States where the president determines that domestic violence has occurred to such an extent that the constituted authorities of the state of possession are incapable of maintaining public order, suppress in a state any insurrection, domestic violence, unlawful combination, or conspiracy. What, you missed that on CNN? Well, gee, it's not surprising since the Central Intelligence Agency owns everyone of any significance in the major media. Collectively, these laws and the Patriot Act, which allow sneak and peek searches of your residence, among other unconstitutional outrages, are the backbone of the legal framework for martial law. We can be in denial about it all we want, but it doesn't make these laws or the embattled administration go away, no matter how many times you click your heels. Is it possible that this could happen here in the USA? Are these people insane enough to do the unthinkable? Think 9/11 and the Iraq War for the answer to that question. After years of reading countless books on articles about what happened on 9/11, I'm convinced that the official story is a bunch of hooey. Also, the rationale for going into Iraq was all a fabrication created by the neocons and their ad hoc Office of Special Plans, i.e. fabricated plans. Their evidence was supported by CIA Director Mr. Slam Dunk Tenet. Sorry, Mr. Tenet, but you are not off the hook in my book. In either case, when acknowledging these horrible crimes as being set up so that certain powerful interests can get Middle Eastern oil, then one must conclude that they are indeed insane enough to implement martial law. Which brings me to what I have mentioned previously on a couple different shows. What concerns me, folks, is the tie-in here. The shadow government, the off-the-books money that's going to train these Blackwater mercenaries that I believe are operating in three different states right now. These bills that are being implemented behind our back, you don't see them on mainstream news that are going into place. What's going on here? And then you take a look at, Don Nikoloff and his article that came out talking about the Bush regime and who these people are, okay, and the allegations that George H.W. Bush may very well indeed be George Scherf. Which brings me to another article that I'm going to read to you. The Bush Family Oligarchy Funding the Hitler Project. And this isn't put out by Don Nikoloff, folks. As I go down and I continue to do research, and I have to tell you, I admit that I don't do research 24/7 because I am now a talk show host. But the limited amount of research that I do ties right in with what's going on today, with what's happening in this administration, the neocons, their Nazi actions, and what has gone on years past, they're repeating themselves. This article that Don Nikoloff, which, by the way, is now posted worldwide, okay, has very, very eerily coincidental semblance is all over, everywhere you look, with what's going on now, with the members who are in office, and you go down and do the background investigation of those people, it looks very, very, very convincing that these people are indeed none other than Nazis. Now, I've got an article I'm going to read to you from WatchPair. It's called The Bush Family Oligarchy, Funding the Hitler Project. And this is just a reminder. Remember, the first article that I read, Mr. Bush is supposedly promoting freedom, the same freedom that people enjoy in the U.S. The only people who aren't hearing this are the American people. Everybody else around the world knows that this is duplicity. Everybody else around the world knows that George Bush is a liar. George Bush is a warmonger. George Bush is a Nazi. This is what happened. These are the same people. What? Excuse me. I just got something from my engineer. The same descendants of the people who occupied the Reichstag, or not the Reichstag, but Nazi Germany. At any rate, let's see, the rise of the Third Reich. In 1933, shortly after Hitler's appointment as Chancellor of Germany, the German parliament was set on fire by the Nazis, and I've got to go to a break. We'll start this over again when I get back. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stick with me. Got a lot more to say.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. You know, as I look at this, this first article I read where, you know, George Bush is making a radio address and, you know, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, quoting him, are aimed at promoting in those countries the freedom people enjoy in the U.S. It just makes me want to hurl, folks, because are we the only country, are we the only dumbed-down country on the face of this earth that, you know, there's a certain portion of the people that actually believe this garbage? And then this next article that I'm going to go through, the tie-ins here. And again, I mentioned Don Nikoloff and his article regarding George Bush, or George H.W. Bush and George Scherf being one and the same person. So many of these things tie in. The Bush family oligarchy funding the Hitler Project. You know, I'd be curious in the next hour. My engineer mentioned to me, he says, you know, it'd be curious to know how many people, and I'm one of them. I'm the first to admit, folks, I thought long and hard about bailing out of this country. I looked all over the world at many different places to go because I was so sick of this, and I couldn't find any place. I couldn't find any place that really, you know, if it was a reasonable assumption to go there, wasn't a target. Well, let me start this here. I want you to notice the similarities here, though, folks, as I read through this. In 1933, shortly after Hitler's appointment of Chancellor of Germany, the German parliament was set on fire by the Nazis, and the communists were blamed for this act of terrorism against the German people. Following the Nazi-inspired arson, Hitler exploited the outrage of the German citizens to arrogate himself to dictatorial powers, which he promised would be used to rid Germany of communists. The next day, Chancellor Hitler demanded from the German cabinet an emergency decree which would enable him to deal decisively with the domestic crisis. President von Hindenburg signed the decree for the protection of the people and the state. An account of this, well, it tells you where you can find an account of it, but you can email me if you want to know and I'll tell you. The history place. The exact sequence of events will never be known, but Nazi stormtroopers under the direction of Goring were also involved in torching the place. They had befriended the arsonist, a communist named van der Lubbe, and may have known or even encouraged him to burn the Reichstag that night. The stormtroopers, led by SA leader Karl Ernst, used the underground tunnel that connected Goring's residence with the cellar in the Reichstag. They entered the building, scattered gasoline and incendiaries, then hurried back through the tunnel. The deep red glow of the burning Reichstag caught the eye of President Hindenburg and Vice Chancellor Papen, who were dining at a club facing the building. Papen put the elderly Hindenburg in his own car and took him to the scene. Hitler was at Goebbels' apartment having dinner. They rushed to the scene where they met Goring, who was already screaming false charges and making threats against the communists. At first glance, Hitler described the fire as a beacon from heaven. You are now witnessing the beginning of a great epoch in German history. The fire is the beginning, Hitler told a news reporter at the scene. After viewing the damage, an emergency meeting of government leaders was held. When told of the arrest of the communist arsonist, van der Lubbe, Hitler became deliberately enraged. The German people have been soft too long. Every communist official must be shot. All communist deputies must be hanged this very night. All friends of the communists must be locked up. And that goes for the Social Democrats and the Reichsbanner as well. Coming up to the top of the hour, folks, I'll continue this when I get back. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Stay tuned for the second hour. Got more to say. See you in 2 minutes.